Hey guys, welcome back to the episode, to another episode of The Babbling Mother. Today, I wanted to first apologize for not posting on Thursday. I was with my mother, and I dropped off Tyler. My dad and I met at my mother's house, and then we dropped off so he could pick up Tyler and have her for a week, and then I stayed the day with my mother and my brother. Okay, so now that that's all situated. So, today, I wanted to say that I did post on Monday, however, for a 420 special, and it was supposed to be like a bonus one, but because I didn't post on Thursday, it wasn't an entire bonus one, so, you know, it definitely didn't do what I had planned. Anyway, there is a 420 special up in the episodes. If you are scrolling down my episodes, it's right below this one, and, me and Jeremiah asked questions while we were high. I think it was so much fun to do. And literally the rest of the night we were asking each other random questions. And, like, it was a lot of fun. Yesterday, however, also was my first 420. So we did smoke a lot, but we also went on an adventure. So, today's episode, before I get too far ahead of myself, is about what we do without Tyler around. The first thing that I like to do with Jeremiah when Tyler is not around is we take that whole time to just recollect with each other. If it's a week without Tyler, I end up getting really emotional the last 2 or 3 days without her. If it's just a weekend or 3 days without her, I'm totally fine. So what we normally do is we definitely sleep in. I think this morning, we've been sleeping in until about 9:30, but this morning I slept in until about 10. I was also up from 4 to 5:30 in the morning for no reason at all, just awake to be awake. So first we wake up and then we, like, lay in bed, sit on our phones for a little bit, and then one of us finally gets up, and I make breakfast most of the time. He makes breakfast too, but I like cooking, so, you know. I make breakfast, and then we go outside on our deck, and we eat breakfast, and we smoke. Our deck is covered, so even if it's raining outside, we can sit outside and, you know, enjoy. Kona gets to eat with us outside most of the time. This morning she didn't. And we sit down, we eat breakfast, we drink coffee, and then sometimes we'll smoke. And we'll talk about what we want to do for the day. We talk about what we want to do for the day, which we'll talk, and then we'll come up with something that we want to do, and then it'll just totally change because, well, that's just what happens with us, I guess. So lately, we've been going on adventures. Whenever we don't have Tyler, we'll go on walks, we'll go on little car rides, and we'll just go see, like, with this quarantine thing, we can't, like, go to the skating rink, we can't go to the movie theaters, we can't go out to eat. So we ordered pizza one day and just watched a movie. We went to the dollar store and bought 3 tiny little games so we could have, like, quote-unquote game night. We bought cornhole desk style, like desktop. It fit on your table and you could just do cornhole right there. Oh my gosh, get it at the dollar store. It's so much fun and it's such a cute date night. We bought beer, but it was awful, so we're no longer drinking it. And we also bought the frog jumping one. That one was fun. And we also bought pool. However, we cannot figure out how to get it to level out right, so we just threw that one away because we didn't want Tyler thinking that the tiny balls were candy. So, only one of them didn't work, but the rest of them are a lot of fun. And then we watch a movie. We do take care of around the house. Today we redid Tyler's room and kind of, like, rearranged it, added some things, reorganized, changed her bedding for her for when she gets home. We got her some outdoor toys at the dollar store while we were there, and, also some toys for the sand for when we go to the lake. which is right by our where we're at. But, and then we... that was annoying. And then, let's see. We bought beer, but we also bought Mike's. They're not super good. I mean, it's not super good, but it's better than the beer, so. And so then, I will say this is the most I have smoked and the most I have drank in the last minute for sure. I haven't, and I mean drank, like, I have finished one beer out of the three that I have opened, and I have opened one drink a night, and that's it. So I've only really drank one beer, but the rest two I, like, tried to drink just because, you know, it's an adult thing to do, and I wanted, it just was awful. It doesn't taste good, so I didn't. And so, yeah, we, yesterday we went for a little drive, and we found a really, really pretty place, and we found a bunch of pretty places, and then we went on a venture the other day, too, and oh my gosh, we kind of took the Mustang, off-roading. We definitely took the Mustang off-roading, and yes, we did, yeah, we did. Jeremiah is a really, 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 really good driver. He's a really skilled driver, so he knows what he's doing. I didn't want to drive, because I don't want to fuck up the car, frankly. He knows that if he breaks the car, he knows how to fix it, so he's not too worried about it. But I did want to say, I keep forgetting what I'm trying to say. So we went on a little road tour yesterday, and it was so much fun. We found a bridge, and we also learned that there's a city here in Washington named Diablo. Guys, there's a city in Washington named Diablo. We also sit on the couch, not the couch, the table. We sit at the table, and this time I've been sewing something for the family, and he'll watch Naruto, or he'll do computer work if he has any. And we'll just, like, sit on the couch, or at the table together while I do something. At one point, we were both watching different shows, but he ended up falling asleep. But yeah, so that's pretty much it. That's all. We really just find that time to recollect, wind down, take care of things as needed. Today we gave Kona a haircut. We went to the store to take care of Tyler's room. And that's it. That's all we really had to do today. We cleaned up around the house, and that's it. So, yeah, that's really it. I guess we're not the most entertaining people. Here in a little bit, I think we're gonna throw this ball thing that we bought from the dollar store just to get outside. We'll probably have Kona run after it and throw it at each other, just to get outside and do something. Frankly, I don't think I can sit on my butt all day, and I'm starting, like, he can't either, and it works out really well. So yeah, through this episode, though, I realized I'm decently boring. We're decently boring people, but I feel like it's totally normal. But yeah, so thank you guys. What kind of bug is that? So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode, and remember, by the end of the month, I'm trying to get to 200 listens, and I'm at 189, guys. That's only 11 left. And I know y'all can help me do this. Please. That would make me feel so damn accomplished, honestly. It will definitely boost things up in my motivation over here. So yeah, I'm sorry that this is a really rambled podcast. This is one that I just thought of right off, like, an hour ago before I decided to post this. And so this is me talking about it without having any notes beside me. But yeah, so I definitely want to say that it's, when Tyler is gone, it's really good to get to know each other. Just to get to be with each other together. And it's like a bonding experience. And it's like, this is what life would be. This is what, to know that we would work even if I didn't have a kid. I know that sounds really weird to say, but it does actually, like, I'm different than with Tyler than I am, like, normally. So it is something to say. But yeah, okay, I'm just rambling over here. I'm gonna go inside. I can hear Kona whining at the door. If y'all have any advice on how to help a dog with social, with separation anxiety, hit a girl up because I really need some help. All right, I will talk to you guys later. Bye.